Hello and welcome to First and Ten. I'm Bob Bumbara. As we take a closer look at the next team for the Eagles, the next opponent, but you know Dan Klecko and Adam Kaplan, a smart man once said, you know, you can't move forward unless you learn and examine your past. Dan, I think that was you who actually said
was that.
Was
that me? Yeah.
So we got to start.
As far as he knows.
As far as he knows. Yeah. We have to look at the past, the last game for the Philadelphia Eagles. Certainly this is not what the Eagles had in mind, Adam Kaplan. They had 2 weeks. What happened in this game?
Yeah, and it's funny. The last time we were on, we were talking about how the bye and how great Andy Reid is through the bye, 13-0, and we expected to come out pretty well in this game. And we know they're facing a Falcon team that was undefeated, but you know, what happened in this game? It started on the first series, a penalty on Jason Babin. They could not get it. Six straight third downs, defense could not get off the field. That was it. A couple bad penalties on the second drive, two penalties, one on the first drive. Even when they get to Matt Ryan, then they make a mistake on the back end. Just too many mental errors, too many mistakes in that game. That, to me, is how you sum up their defense last game.
Well, let's analyze this game coming up Monday night in New Orleans. You got two teams coming off of ugly losses. The Saints have had just a brutal year, and it's all about the offense with New Orleans. And you first talk about Drew Brees. So is it just the Saints trying to open it up as much as they can and hope to outscore the Eagles in a shootout?
I think that's what's going to happen. I think that's Drew Brees' MO. That's what he is. He likes to get the ball downfield. He's a vertical passer. But I think they're just missing Sean Payton. You know, Drew's missing his right-hand man. He's missing the guy that he game plans with. That is his eyes on game day, you know, that's standing off to the side. He's missing that right now. And I think that's where the Saints' problem is. They can still be explosive on any given Sunday. Just Denver did a real good job against them last week.
Yeah, and I think that the problem is, and we talked about the Eagles not running the football. They make no attempt to run the football.
Yeah, they didn't even try. Yeah.
Their pass run ratio is a joke. They're going to throw the ball downfield, and it's a big challenge for the Eagles defense because Jimmy Graham might be the NFL's best tight end with Gronkowski. He's playing on a bad ankle. Colston's great sitting underneath. Devery Henderson every once in a while gets downfield, but the guy's an X factor because I could imagine trying to cover this guy. It's Darren Sproles, the diminutive running back.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah, him and Lance Moore, too. I mean, there's so many weapons on this team. We talked about Atlanta last week. It's kind of the same thing with this team right here.
Well, I'm going to talk about, you know, this porous defense of the Saints. So if they're as bad as you say and the statistics play it out, you would think logically that the Eagles would want to keep that Saints offense off the field. So
yes.
What would you think they would
That's
do?
A good point.
You would think that they would run the ball more,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I mentioned McGahee earlier. He destroyed the Saints' run defense. It's weird Broderick Buncley didn't play in that game, the former Bronco and Eagle, because they went nickel in that game and dime a lot, so Buncley didn't have to play. But everyone's running on the Saints, okay? I agree with both of you guys. Give it to McCoy. Help Vic out. Get that offensive line feeling confident about what they're doing.
You know, they can't rush the passer very good either, so I think they're going to look at that. They're going to think they can go out there and throw the ball over the field. But the Saints are playing at home. Everyone's a different team at home, especially these dome teams. I mean, you look at the Saints historically over the last couple of years at home, they're phenomenal. So, I mean, the way to take a crowd out of it, the way to slow down that pass rush, hand the ball to Shady. So let's see.
Well, I mean, as far as when the Eagles, you know, plan out this offensive game plan, is this one of those ones where you don't try to outsmart yourself? Because you know the Saints know you're going to run the ball, so you go opposite. Is this the one you just try to run it down their throat as much as you can?
You know, that's a good question, but I think it'll still be 60-40. This is a game where it should be 60 pass, 40 run. But when they run the ball, there's no reason to think, Dan, that they're not going to be successful because, as we said, the Saints don't stop the run at all. They cannot rush the passer at all. Nothing seems to be working for Steve Spagnuolo. So to me, I think pretty much any way they dial it up, they should have success.
Oh, I agree 100%. I mean, that's Adam laid it all out for you. You really, like I said, this defense is so historically bad. They're bad. When you watch the things, and I know Peyton Manning's a different animal, but the things he, Willis McGahee, really the whole Broncos offense did to this team, I can't see any reason why this team can't have success against them.